How you doing, big fella?
I'm doing good. A little sore, but doing well.
I got to ask you this before we get into football. Anything eventful happen in the last few hours in your life?
How was your ride in?
I tell you what, it was an idiot who cut me off smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Like he cool Mo' D, had his hand, you know, like he's just a pimp.
Right. Gangster lean?
Yeah, gangster leaning.
Can I ask you this? Was he like a fairly tall, overweight white guy?
He looked it that way. Yep. Yeah.
Look through the glass right there. Did he have a Red Sox cap on?
Son of a biscuit.
That's him.
Wait a minute. Did I just hear the door lock into producer's room?
That's him. So he didn't know how to deal with this, and he was trying to hide it. And I said, you know, Vince is a bright guy. He's going to figure this out once he looks at your face. And
Me and you, buddy, after this.
Wow.
After.
You know what?
Quick, distract him.
You know what? Send one of the little guys in for him. You don't have to waste
it.
All right.
Tell Branch to go in and slap him around.
But do us a favor, because we just want to drive some sense into him. On the way out of the studio, smack him a couple times in the head.
I'll do that one.
We've all been wanting to do it for many years.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
Exactly.
Give me the dirty word.
Yeah, just go ahead.
That's right.
So we were talking about conditioning last week. Screw the conditioning. Your offense goes out there, plays no huddle. You quick up the tempo. You guys are revolving bodies through in the defensive line. Conditioning and the heat and humidity didn't seem to be an issue at all last night. Matter of fact, if anything, it was a plus for you guys.
You know what? We worked real hard this training camp with, you know, coming in, and Bill pushed the envelope. I mean, he wanted a smart, tough, physical football team, well-conditioned football team. You know, a lot of people didn't know what to expect from this team or whatever it was going into the season, but we worked at it. I mean, that's conditioning is a big part of our success around here. And the way our offense play, we see those guys all the time in practice. So it's a sprint to the ball, get back, and, you know, they call it another play. So it helped us. It's going to continue to help us. We're going to continue to work on that, because at some point in the year, I'm pretty sure we'll get no huddle, and we have to be able to, you know, react to it. So it's always a plus to go to South Florida against one of our rival division game and walk away with a W on Monday night. You know, that was big for us. We put a lot into it. You know, this guy, we fought hard. It wasn't perfect, but you know what? We walked away with the W. We made more plays than they made, and we came out with a W.
Yeah, your third down defense was pretty good yesterday, Vince. You made some stops. And you also gave up a lot of yards.
Yeah.
When you're flying back that long flight from Florida to New England, what did you take away defensively? What were you thinking about more? Were you thinking about the stops, or were you thinking about the yards and points?
You know, I was thinking more about how we can get better. And that's one of the things. We gave them we gave up a lot of yards. And a lot of them was, you know, just, you know, little things that can be addressed and we can get better at. So you have to take it and move forward with it. You know, on that plane ride, sit back and you realize what you did and how you can get better. Start tomorrow. Well, start the day. We put it to use, you know, and one of the things we could start with is just, you know, keeping the quarterback in front of us. That's, you know, he hurt us on the ground. He also hurt us through the air. But it's a lot of positive and some negatives in there. So you have to build. Each week you have to build. And that's where we're at right now. We want to know, and we're going to continue to build to be a good football team. That's what we're going to have to do.
Were you at all surprised that Miami came out as aggressively in the passing game as they did?
No, I wasn't surprised. If you look back over the years, besides the Wildcat year, the one thing that they always had success doing is actually trying to speed up the game a little bit, throw the ball short, and let his receivers make plays. So we know going into that game, we had a good, you know, good eye on they may do that because they had success doing it. Which they did. They came out, they threw the ball. You know, at time we put some pressure on them. I think we got after him a little bit. And you know what? That's the thing. Each week is going to be something different. But this, you know, against the Dolphins, we knew they had some playmakers. And adding Bush to the mix, it made it even harder. And you know, just talking with Mayo after the game, you know, we said that'll probably be one of the best receiving backs that you'll face. I mean, it doesn't get any better than Reggie Bush. I mean, he's excellent when it comes down to running the ball and out the backfield catching. He's like a receiver in the backfield at times. So we knew we had our hands full. But, you know, I think everybody handled it well on the road. You always say get off to a good start, win on the road. It's crucial. And we did that last night. So we're just going to continue to get better. And it starts, you know, it starts today with San Diego. That one behind us now. We're moving on to San Diego. They have a day jump on us, but we have some catching up to do.
The rotation that we were just talking about defensively, how is that for you? How much are you playing compared to what you've played in the past? And your first impressions, not your first impressions, but your impressions last night of Haynesworth and what he was like in the time that he played next to you.
You know what? I like it. I like when you can rotate fresh guys in, especially guys that know what to do. It's hard to rotate guys in and you miss a beat. You know, you skip a beat. It wasn't the case with us. You know, the guys that we had rolling in, they all knew what their job was. They knew the defense. They knew where they needed to be. So it always makes it easier for you to sit back and be like, you know, I can get a little breath, catch my breath, because I got some guys out there going to work, and I know they're going to handle the job, which they did. I think, like I said, I think we played well as a unit. I as a defensive unit, we had some ups and downs, some stuff we can build on. But, you know, first game, you're going to always have something you're going to have to build on, you know, through the rest of the, you know, year. But I'm just happy with, you know, the performance that we put out. I'm happy with coming away with a W. I'm happy with our condition. I'm happy with the substitutions. I'm happy with all those things because, you know, at times it can get crazy with the substitutions in and out, who you in for, who you not in for, you running on the field, who you got to get. But for the most part, that worked out pretty well for us. So I think everybody played, you know, pretty decent, but we still have some work to do.
You know, Glenn asked you about Haynesworth. Could you see – I know we haven't seen a lot of him, and he wasn't out there much last night, but when he was out there, could you see how teams were approaching you differently because of his presence?
I mean, Dolphins
or that team.
They had a plan, you know, and they went through with their plan. I don't know. I hope it helps me. You know, I hope we help one another, you know. And you know, with Ellis and Cal Love, Mike Wright, all those guys, when we on the field – teams may try to attack us differently, you know. So I like the fact we got a lot of guys on the field that if you want to double one of us, you're leaving one of our players free. You're leaving some of our players one-on-one. And we always talk about winning that one-on-one matchup. And I think that's going to be a thing for us. If teams want to line up and want to, you know, pound the rock, well, you can't double everyone. You're going to have to turn somebody free. And that's where, you know, we want to win those battles. And I think at times we did that last night. At times, you know, it was a little shaky. But like I said, it's something we can grow on. And we're going to continue to grow on it. So it won't stop. One down, we have plenty more to go. We far from perfect. I mean, we still have a lot of work to do to get to where we want to be.
I hope so.
Yeah, we do. So
good story.
Good start.
Vince is going to be with us every week, obviously, with our Patriots Monday. But the other thing we want to do during the course of the year is let you know about the Vince Wilfork Foundation, see if we can help not only the foundation but the Joslin Diabetes Center. And I'm happy to say that EMD Millipore is also going to help us out, tackle diabetes this season. You can donate $7.50 for every tackle that number 75 makes. Get that? $7.50 to the Vince Wilfork Foundation, the Joslin Diabetes Center, a High Hopes Fund. For details, go to jocelyn.org/Wilfork. EMD Millipore is a division of Merck GAA of Germany, and let us be the first ones to put our name on that list to help you out as well with the cause, providing you beat the crap out of our producer on the way out. And I want him pummeled. I want him hurting.
I'll take care of him.
I want pain. I want him to start producing tomorrow like a Class A producer, damn it. Not run athletes off the damn road.
Once he gets out of the hospital.
Exactly.
Is he back there?
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you next time.
All right,
Vince.
Thanks, Vince. And he's back. Oh, no, and he's running.